Yerushalmi Demaik, referring to Zvachim Bavli, Daf Tzadi Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Med Aleph, the last line of the page. V'kasha. V'kasha al de Beis Shammai, v'gein du kasha yifsed. The Gemara asked the question. Beis Shammai said in the Mishnah earlier that charity collectors give the tithe produce to those that don't tithe and untithe produce to those that do tithe, so that everyone ultimately eats tithe produce. Now, just because someone is trustworthy and he tithes, why should he lose out by having to tithe, and the one who doesn't separate should receive already tithe produce and he'll have money saved? The Gemara answers that the Gabbai bears this in mind and he gives the poor chaver extra so that he will have enough after he tithes. The question is, why is Beis Shammai strict only to give tithe produce to one who doesn't tithe, if they said in the Mishnah that one may give demai to the poor? Afilu tegadrenoi achshav yochal at legodroi lachazman ein at yochal legodroi. The answer is here, it refers to the poor of the town, so the problem can be prevented by only giving them tithe produce. But earlier, the Mishnah was discussing travelling poor people. Even if you tithe it for them here, they ultimately receive untithe produce if they go to a town with gabayim who are amei oetz. Ma'atam de Chachom, I should say. The Gemara asks, why don't the Chachom accept this? Im medakdek at achrav afu memayit b'stock. And the answer is, if you probe into the status of the donor, you'll reduce the amount of charity given, as the Gabbai will be so busy with the issue of demai, he will have less time to actually collect and distribute charity. Gabbai stocker b'yom tefloi yimachrizin kadech shemachrizin b'chol, aval goivin b'tzina b'noisim sechekoi u'machalkin l'chol shchuna u'shchuna b'fnei atzmo. The Tosefta says that on Yom Tov, the Gabbaim don't announce the same way that they announce during the week. They collect and distribute in private and within each neighborhood separately. Gabbai stocker b'shviyas lo yu medakdekim b'chatzeiros shel oichlei shviyas. In shviyas, the Gabbaim should not be particular to avoid collecting money from those who eat produce of shviyas. Nasno lehen pas muter shlo yech nechshudu yisol li'os noisnim ela oimois oi betzois. If they donate bread, it's permitted because they would only give money or eggs to others without knowing that these can receive the Kedusha of Shvius. They would inform the recipient if they were giving Shvius bread. Rabbi Chanina b'shem Rabbi Pinchas had the tame of Mokam Shazoyrin v'lei oichlim le'echol ene chashudim koshken lahachil. Rabbi Chanina, quoting Rabbi Pinchas, said that when they aren't suspected for things other than money and eggs, when is that? In a place where they are suspected of only planting but not of eating. Since they wouldn't eat themselves, we're not concerned that they would give others. Kahanim hamagablim b'taharo layu medakdekim b'chatzeiros shel oichlei shviyas. The Tosefta now continues, Kahanim who make dough in taharo from grains received from amei oetz and separate their challah for them should not be particular to avoid doing this for those who eat produce of shviyas. If tanai tani medakdekin, some have a text in the Tosefta, they should be particular to avoid doing this for those who eat produce of shviyas. Amru Pinchas, mandatani medakdekin mipnei chalosan, mandame ein medakdekin mavricha min akala umachnisa lechamur, Tevel, Uvon, Misa, Shvius, Veleisase. Rabbi Pinchas says that for those that have the text they should be particular, it's because of the concern that this prohibited challah will become mixed up with other challah. For those that have the text they should not be particular, it's because otherwise, by not separating challah for them, you are driving them from the lenient Shvius Issa to the stringent Tevel Issa. Tevel is stringent because one who eats it incurs death from heaven. Shvius is lenient because it's merely a negative commandment. Kesaru Oisa, the Gemara asks then, according to those that have a text they should not be particular, what should he do? Amr B'chuna, mevi koyin choshud matbila umachila loy. The answer B'chuna gives is that he should bring a koyin who is suspected in Shvius and have him immerse and give him that challah to eat. The question is, isn't he giving taharos to an amma oetz? And maybe he won't wait until after nightfall, as required, before he eats it. Amr B'mana, mevi koyin choshud matbila yimashamra ad ha'erev umachila loy. B'mana says, yes, he should bring a koyin who is suspected in Shvius and have him immerse and watch him until evening and then give him the challah. Lenimsu Maksik Yadav Aveil, the Gemara asks, doesn't this encourage sinners as you're only giving him the challah because he isn't careful about Shvius? Rabbi Shimon Ba Kani B'Shem Rav Acha Mashamma Ad Erev Pesach V'Sofa. Rabbi Shimon Ben Kani, quoting Rav Acha, says, no, in fact, rather, he should keep the challah until Erev Pesach and then he should burn it.